Unit 13, Lesson 2, Exercise 3A. English Abroad, Part 1. English has been the dominant global language for a century, but is it the language of the future? If Mandarin Chinese is to challenge English globally, then it first has to conquer its own backyard, Southeast Asia. In Malaysia's southernmost city of Johor Bahru, the desire to speak good English has driven some children to make a remarkable 2-hour journey to school every day. 9-year-old Oh Yi Han hops on a yellow minivan at 04:30. His passport is tucked inside a small pouch hung around his neck. This makes it easier for him to show it to immigration officials when he reaches the Malaysian border. His school is located on the other side, in Singapore, where, unlike in Malaysia, English is the main language. It's not your typical school run, but his mother, Shirley Chua, thinks it's worth it.
Science and maths are all written in English, so it's essential for my son to be fluent in the language.